Hi, everybody. This is Barb Morganfield with the Center for Teaching Excellence and 3-Minute Teaching Tips. Today, I'm with Sherry Kunovich, who is Associate Professor in the Department of Sociology. She's also Associate Chair and will be the Chair next year in the fall of 2014. How are you, Sherry?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
We have had some great discussions in the Altshuler meetings.
Absolutely.
And it's been a lot of fun to hear about some of the things that the professors are doing. And one time we were talking about how to get the students to think more critically and what we can do to take them beyond some of the memorization and fact and recall kinds of things. And you had a great assignment, and I was hoping that you could share with us your assignment today.
Sure, absolutely. So in my upper-level courses, students have already had research methods, and they get tired of doing traditional methods, like interviewing and basic observation. So I came up with visual sociology projects, which allow them to use their digital cameras or their phones, whichever is handy, to document different aspects of social life. So in my class on class, race, and gender inequalities, the students have a specific assignment where they go out into two different communities. So they take zip code data to identify a low-income community and a high-income community, and they take pictures of a public space. So sometimes it's a library, sometimes it's a park, and then they go home and they start analyzing the pictures. And what they realize is their quick observations in the field often don't reveal as much as really scrutinizing their pictures do. And then they're able to come back to the class and present these pictures in these short 3-minute PowerPoint assignments. And it's fun. I mean, the students see a lot of Dallas. They get to know different aspects of community life. And then the readings that we are discussing in class are more concrete. So if a reading has been talking to them about, you know, the lack of grocery stores in a community, and then we have pictures to reflect back upon that someone brought into the classroom, it really makes that reading come to life.
Okay, so the thing, you think it makes a difference compared to what you were doing before?
Oh, for sure, because a lot of the students that we have at SMU have limited experiences in different types of neighborhoods. So when I send them into different zip codes, then no matter which neighborhood they might have grown up in, they get to see the opposite.
Okay.
And I've found that if I just send them in and say, go observe, then they come back with very stereotypical observations. But if they actually have their pictures, they're often surprised.
What kind of feedback are you getting from the students?
The students love the presentations. They don't always love taking the pictures, because sometimes they get weird looks in the field, right? And so we talk a lot about how to introduce yourself, how to make sure that you're being safe and respectful, so that when they say, I'm an SMU student, I'm working on a class project, this is what I'm doing. The students definitely have to learn how to overcome the self-consciousness that a researcher has.
But it makes it more authentic.
It makes it more authentic. And then I tell the students, if you know this is particularly upsetting to you or troubling to you, then let's do a space where you're not going to have these problems. But when you're doing something like ethnography, you often can go into the field multiple times. So I think that's something else that they've learned. You know, this isn't a strength of visual methods that they didn't necessarily realize before.
Well, it sounds like an authentic and very higher level assignment where we can get them thinking more critically. Thank you, Sherry, very much. I appreciate your talking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is Barb Morganfield with 3-Minute Teaching Tips.